morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Kendall County Board's adjourned September meeting for Tuesday, February 18th at 9 a.m. If you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for our invocation. Mr. Sanders, if you would come forward and lead us, please.
Thank you. Before I say it, I gotta say how much I appreciate the work that you do. We live in a great county, and even though everyone comes from a different point of view, you guys do an amazing job of making sure this is a great place to live, so thank you. Lord Jesus, thank you for the group, the community, and the leaders that are gathered here this morning. Thank you for the discussions that will happen today. We ask for your presence and for you to continue to care for the county board and those who are here as well. We seek to do our best to care for the residents of Kendall County. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, sir. I please have a roll call.
Morning, Brett.
Mr. Backman.
He will not be here.
Mr. DeBolt.
Here.
Ms. Flowers.
Here.
Mr. Gangler.
Here.
Mr. Kellogg.
Yes.
Mr. Kokel.
Here.
Mr. Peterson.
Present.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Here.
Ms. Shanley.
Here.
Mr. Wormley.
Here.
Thank you. With 9 members present, we have a quorum. Is there a motion to approve the agenda? Reuben and Gangler, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much. Next up is special recognition. Today we've got a really neat event, I think. Kind of one of those thoughts I had in the middle of the night of we struggle with how does the county support economic development and what's our role between municipalities and county, unincorporated and incorporated areas. We launched the Made in Kendall program officially at our State of the County, and today we're here to present some awards, some businesses we're really proud of that are in our community, products that they make. Some of the names you probably know, some you may not know exist, and we have a lot of those companies that none of us realize are in the community. This program is going to go forward, and it's going to grow, I hope, and expand and bring some of those to light that you know some of us don't know about. With that, I'd like to have Dan Kokel lead this. His committee has taken the lead on this program, and I appreciate all the work and where you've gotten with this. So, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And just a few notes to get started. This Made in Kendall was thought of by our chairman, Mr. Kellogg, and then was kind of ran through administration, and now it's being ran through economic development and administration. So it's a brand new program. We're very happy with our committee we put together, and we're going to make some adjustments for next year. But the committee consisted of myself, Todd Walker,
In a previous incarnation, before I was at Kendall County, I was a special assistant to the CEO of a chemical company. This fellow was heavily involved with Illinois Manufacturing Association. So at an early age, I was really drawn to the value of manufacturing in the community. And the Illinois Manufacturing Association is great work that they do. And I was really pleased that Matt came up with the Made in Kendall idea, because what we're trying to do is develop
here, so thank you. I'm Brad Huffman, president of Tangent.
Max Tremblay, I'm the manufacturing vice president.
And I'm Sally Kilborn, I'm the vice president of human resources.
I think our story is just that of expansion. We were local to begin with in Aurora, and that facility came about. We needed some more manufacturing space, and was great to get it rebuilt and set up for us.
Thank you very
much. Yeah, thank you guys.
With that, we do have three resolutions to have read and passed. We'll do them as a group. First, for MTH pumps, Mr. Rodriguez, I believe you have a copy of that.
All right, thank you. It's an honor for me to read this. I actually visited MTH pump last year, and the place is simply amazing. The automation that has been put into that is something that is just mind-boggling. So. And talking to Tim Tremaine, as it was really, really awesome. So here it is. Made in Kendall County Recognition MTH Pump. Whereas the Economic Development Administration Committee has formally approved the Made in Kendall County Designation Program as announced by the chairman during the 2024 State of the County Address. And whereas Kendall County recognizes the excellence in the product made by Kendall County business by annually awarding the Made in Kendall County Designation, as well as promoting the manufacturing strength that Kendall County offers. And whereas Kendall County is the fastest growing county in Illinois and in the home of more than 2,500 businesses. It hosts a diverse array of manufacturer associates with prominent brands and The county remains in highly attractive location for business development and relocation with the Chicago metropolitan area. And whereas Kendall County Made in Kendall designation is granted by Kendall County Board to top entries in three divisions, consumer product, industrial product, and community maker. And whereas this year, industrial product winner is MTH Pump for its HP series refrigeration pump product. Their products are produced in modern manufacturing plant, City of Plano, utilizing state-of-the-art computer controlling machine equipment to provide consistently reliable products. And whereas the HP series refrigeration pump manufactured by MTH Pump offers significant reductions in air conditioning, refrigeration systems, energy costs for the businesses, while also contributing to a substantial decrease in carbon emissions. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the Kendall County Board recognize the honors of MTH Pump at the Kendall County inaugural reception for the Made in Kendall County Industrial Products for 2024, and expresses gratitude for their tireless dedications to the betterment of our community, and that their name be engraved in the Kendall County Made in Kendall plaque, and be it further resolved that the resolution be publicly announced and celebrated, and a copy of this resolution presented to MTH Pump suitable for framing. Approved and adopted by the Kendall County Board of Kendall County, Illinois, this 18th day of February, 2025.
We have a representative from MTH Pump that just walked in, so we're going to do the presentation and then
more
resolutions. Mr. Gangler, would you please read the one for Tangent Technologies? Mike.
Yeah, I'm honored to be able to read this one, too. I think it was about 2 years ago. We had just joined the Greater Chicagoland Economic Partnership and World Business Chicago, and they had an event on the west side of Chicago, and they honored Tangent Technologies at this ceremony luncheon that they had. And that was the first I had heard of them. Matt, you were there with me. And it's just an honor. I ended up going through a tour of their facility in the old Caterpillar complex. And then that was neat to, neat to see how they processed everything as far as the products that they make. And it just kind of gives me goosebumps, if you will. I'm scrolling through Costco, and there you go. It's Tangent Adirondack chairs and tables. So they produce products and sell through Costco, which ironically we're gonna have here in Kendall County pretty soon. But yeah, honored just to read this recognition letter. Whereas the Economic Development Administration Committee was formally approved the Made in Kendall Designation Program. As announced by the chairman during the 2024 State of the County Address, and whereas Kendall County recognizes excellence in the products made by Kendall County businesses by annual awarding the Made in Kendall designation, as well as promoting the manufacturing strength that Kendall County offers, and whereas Kendall County is the fastest growing county and home of more than 2,500 businesses. It hosts a diverse array of manufacturers associated with prominent brands, and the county remains highly attractive location for business development and relocation within the Chicago metropolitan area. And whereas the Kendall County Made in Kendall designation is granted by the Kendall County Board to top entries in three divisions: consumer product, industrial product, and community maker. And whereas this year's consumer product winner is Tangent Technologies for its Leisure Line Adirondack chair. And whereas Tangent Technologies has manufactured more than 1 million Leisure Line Adirondack chairs at its Montgomery facility. This chair is a high quality product marketed through prominent national retail chains, constructed from 90% recycled materials, and accompanied by a 40-year warranty. And now therefore be resolved that the Kendall County Board recognizes and honors Tangent Technologies as a Kendall County inaugural recipient for the Made in Kendall consumer product for 2024. And expresses gratitude for the tireless dedication to the betterment of our community. And their name be engraved on the Kendall County Made in Kendall perpetual plaque. And be it further resolved that this resolution be publicly announced and celebrated. And a copy of this resolution presented to Tangent Technologies suitable for framing. Approved and adopted by the Kendall County Board of Kendall County, Illinois this 18th day of February 2025.
Thank you, Mr. Gangler, for reading that. Next would be the Plano Molding Resolution. Mr. Peterson.
All right, I have the honor to read this one. This one is a phenomenal product. Anybody that grew up in the area like I did, if you went fishing with your friends and family and you didn't have a Plano tackle box, what did you have? A Walmart bag or, you know? So the Plano tackle boxes were everywhere, and wherever you go across the country, it's synonymous with fishing. So it's a really phenomenal product. So this is a fantastic one. So Made in Kendall County recognition, Plano Molding Pure Fishing, whereas the Economic Development and Administration Committee has formally approved the Made in Kendall designation program. As announced by the chairman during the 2024 State of the County Address, and whereas Kendall County recognizes excellence in the products made by Kendall County businesses by annually awarding the Made in Kendall designation, as well as promoting the manufacturing strength that Kendall County offers, and whereas Kendall County is the fastest growing county in Illinois and home of more than 2,500 businesses, it hosts a diverse array of manufacturers associated with prominent brands. As the county remains highly attractive location for business development and relocation within the Chicago metropolitan area, and whereas Kendall County Made in Kendall designation is granted by the Kendall County Board to top entries in three divisions: consumer product, industrial product, and community maker. And whereas this year's honorable mention is the consumer product category is Plano Molding Pure Fishing for its organizer. And whereas founded in 1932, which is 93 years old, which is amazing, Plano Molding is the inventor of the first plastic tackle box and an industry leader in fishing tackle storage products with high quality products that meet consumer needs. Plano Molding has grown to include storage solutions for hunting, tools, crafts, cosmetics, cargo trunks, and coolers. And now, therefore, be it resolved, for the Kendall County Board recognizes and honors Plano Molding Pure Fishing as the Kendall County as honorable mention in the Made in Kendall consumer product for 2024, and expresses gratitude for their tireless dedication to the betterment of our community, and that their name be engraved on the Kendall County Made in Kendall perpetual plaque, and be it further resolved that this resolution be publicly announced and celebrated, and a copy of this resolution be presented to Plano Molding Pure Fishing, suitable for framing, approved and adopted by the Kendall County Board of Illinois this 18th day of February 2025.
Thank you, sir. Is there a motion on all those? DeBolt and Kokel. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. With that, typically our plan is to have each of you bring products and things to our our new building that's being renovated for display, so the public, as they come into the building, can see those items. A couple of these, I think, may be integrated into our new building or into our park areas and our open areas we're talking about. I'm not sure we'll have any tackle boxes in the new building, but there'll probably be a lot of kids that have them in the parking lot. So with that, we're going to have a quick 10-minute recess. Thank you for coming today. We're just honored to have all. All right, I'd like to go back into session for the meeting. It is 9:38 in the morning. With that, I now have a time for public comment. If you have a comment for the board, if you would come forward, you'll have 5 minutes to speak on county business. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Any other public comment? If you come forward and state your name, you'll have 5 minutes to speak on county issues.
I've lived in Kendall County for 31 years.
Thank you. Any other public comment at this time? Seeing none, with the consent agenda, I will read all the items on the consent agenda. Once I complete that, if there are any that need to be pulled, a simple aye or a notification from you, I will pull those items. I will ask for a motion after I read these. Letter A, approval of county board minutes from January 21st, 2025. Approval of claims in the amount not to exceed $1,266,889.96. Letter C, approval of committee minutes. D, approval of contingency reduction number 12, total of $1,700 with revised contract amounts as follows. Omega Plumbing, $142,702, a $1,000 increase. Jensen Plumbing, $408,951, a $700 increase. Letter E, approval of security automation systems agreement regarding the courthouse key card additions for $41,420. Letter F, approval of surplus declaration for county office building generator, public safety center UPS, and facility management van in accordance with the surplus property capital assets disposal policy. Letter G, approval of amendments to the El Domain Road intergovernmental agreement with the City of Plano and the United City of Yorkville. Letter H, approval of publishing the annual noxious weeds notice in the Kendall County record at a cost not to exceed $125. Related invoices to be paid from the PBZ Legal Publications line item 11001902-62090. Letter I, approval of intergovernmental agreement for reciprocal building inspection services between Kendall County, Illinois, and the United City of Yorkville, Illinois. Letter J, approval of resolution for maintenance under the Illinois Highway Code appropriating $2.7 million from the Motor Fuel Tax Fund of Kendall County. Letter K, approval of amendments to intergovernment agreement between Kendall County and the following agencies concerning the storage of bulk rock salt. Big Grove Road District, Bristol Road District, Fox Road District, Kendall Road District, Lisbon Road District, Little Rock Road District, Neosse Road District, Oswego Road District, Seward Road District, and the City of Plano. Letter L, approval of supplement number one to construction engineering agreement between Kendall County and HR Green in the amount of $49,863.
So moved.
Are there any items to be removed? I have a motion from Mr. Peterson and a second from DeBolt. Could I have a roll call, please?
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Very good. I do not have any new business under elected official and department's report. Under Sheriff Bobby Richardson is here. If you wanna come on up and speak.
Hi, good morning. The Sheriff's Office report starts on page 95 of your packet. Just a few highlights. Our calls for service were down a little bit for the last month.
Bobby, how many patrolmen are you still short out there?
Currently, after we lose these two, not including the one we have to open, we really can't drop them on the road. We're set short about nine.
About nine? Well, I want to give you a compliment. I've been driving around Oswego Township quite a bit lately, and I'm talking to every crevice and crack, and the Kendall County Sheriff's Office has been represented very well, whether you were going or coming or doing a procedure or just seeing them around. So with those shortages, I'm happy that you're still giving 100% service. So, yeah. And I know you are because I see them out there everywhere.
We appreciate that, and some of that obviously is the help from IDOT, with the continuing IDOT grants that our office puts in for to allow us to hire back details for traffic control and traffic safety. I know it's putting more people on the street to help, and ultimately, if a major call for service comes out, we have additional people on the IDOT grant. They can help ship and take forward help us out. So it definitely. Continuously, it's like every day the shift log comes in, it's sent to all command, and every single shift log, there's an 88, 55, 90, 55, 95, 103. It's every single day, someone's getting stopped for those excessive speeds. And you see it with traffic contacts being up, you see it with accidents continue to pile up. It's something that, you know, we have to take very seriously here in the county, and hopefully, with just the mere presence of
all right, thank you, sir. County Clerk and Recorder.
My report is in the packet if anybody has any questions. We do have the consolidated primary next Tuesday. So far, we've had 11 early voters, so I expect the turnout to be extremely low. We will not be able to move forward with our April election list of candidates until after that is finalized. We'll have to wait 2 weeks after the February 25th election to know what candidates will go through. So it'll be a rush to get everything prepared and ready for the April 1st election. But if anybody has any questions, happy to answer.
Thank you. Treasurer, I don't see anybody from Treasurer's Office, or next is Clerk of the Court. I don't see anybody. State's Attorney's Office?
No report.
Thank you. Coroner, Jackie.
My report's in the back.
All right, thank you. Health Department, Rayanne. Thank you. Supervisor of Assessments, Andy, how are you?
Good morning. So before I get to this, my staff
Thank you.
And moving on to the paperwork in the House, you have two sheets. We're going to the first one is the grid, the assessment ratio. These are the projected factors for each township, how much each township as a whole will go up. So we're anywhere from 6.45 in Big Grove to 9.31 in Lorac, and the county as a whole is about 8.5%. So the last couple of years we've been 10-11%, so it's kind of nice to be, in the city of the council. Essentially what that means is assessments are catching up to what the market is doing. We start to be more reflective of what people are paying for property that's still, the one.
But to be clear, that we have a PTEL county, so they're tax will not go up by 6% necessarily.
The PTEL county has to do with the rate, not with what the assessment can do.
Right.
So the rate is the levies are capped by either CPI or 5%. I think I reported the CPI last month at 3.4.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Something like that. So which means that the levies that the taxing bodies, you guys, the city, the school, they can't increase that by more than 4%. Your assessment is going to go up with regardless. Now, if you're right, it doesn't mean if your assessment goes up 9%, it doesn't mean your tax bill is going to go up 9%. Because as that tax base grows, that rate comes down. So there is some, it doesn't correlate that way.
Yeah, that's the number one question we all get. So just as we talk about those, I always ask you to clarify.
So then that gives you the 5.55 billion multiplied times the tentative factor of 8.5%, gives you the 6.28 billion. From that, you then have to add back the farm building and the farmland with the 2025 increase. I'm guessing that about 8% is what farmland is going to go up. Next is the projection for new construction. I know we've got a lot of stuff going on in this county right now as far as both housing and commercial industrial stuff. So I'm guessing that a little over 108 million. 2024 was 102,767,129. Then you have to subtract out the border review reductions. We haven't had a lot of border review filings the last couple of years, so we haven't seen a lot of decreases because of that. So at the bottom there you see it come up to 6,247,362,282. When you divide that by the final for 2024, it indicates about a 10.3% increase in the EAB for the coming year.
Any questions for Mr. Nicoletti? Thank you, sir. Regional Office of Education, Megan, how are you? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
EMA, come on up. You're going to tell us it's cold and people have figured out that it's winter and we're all good, right?
Yeah,
if you want to speak into it, it's kind of hard picking up tonight or today. All right, any questions for Roger? Thank you, sir, much appreciated. Veterans Assistance Commission, I do not see Tim in the room. Standing committee reports, I'll ask for a motion, then hand this off to Seth. Can I get a motion for approval of a contract with Teske Associates, Inc. to update the Kendall County Land Resource Management Plan in its entirety at a cost not to exceed $184,380. Related invoices to be paid from line 131605-66500.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All right, Mr. Wormley, it's your baby.
For anybody that, I just didn't want to put this on consent in case there was any questions. This is kind of a big project for the county. It falls under PBZ. We're updating our future land use map. It's something that hasn't been done in nearly 15 years and gives us an opportunity where when you look at the calendar and the change in Kendall County, obviously with the census done every 10 years, we are, which takes 2 years to get that data, which would be 2022, being that we're in fiscal year 25 now, this takes about a year to get this project done. We expect to have all this completed sometime early next year, realistically. It puts us right in the middle of the next census data. And so it's a really good opportunity for the county to update this future land use map and recognize the population changes and create an updated plan that would help us develop the rest of the county into the future as far as planning goes. It's a necessary step. It's obviously an expensive process, so it's not something that we do very regularly because it can be a waste of money otherwise. We also waited to time this with the inclusion of a lot of our surrounding communities' updated plans. So the county's plan oftentimes incorporates a lot of our neighboring municipalities' plans, which includes Joliet, Plainfield, Montgomery, some of the bigger ones that have really been also spending a lot of time and energy to update their plans. So it's a very important project, and we're proud to be able to get it started. Teske has been involved with the county for a very long time, which is why, you know, they are our choice to, you know, work through this plan. There's a lot of community events surrounding this project for community input, and we'll be publishing that as the project kicks off. So just wanted to put it on this agenda so that there was an opportunity for questions if anybody wanted to ask anything. Otherwise, we're good to go.
All right, a couple hands. We'll start with Mr. Kokel and then Mr. Gangler.
Just one comment. We did choose in the zoning committee Teske and Associates because he did the one way back in the 90s. And if we were to use a new company to do that, they would have to do a lot of research and it would cost us a lot more money on top of it. So just so the public knows that we stuck with them and we're saving quite a savings by sticking with Teske. So and hope, I think this will be the last one that we get from Tesca, at least this particular guy. But anyways, thank you.
Yes, Mr. Gangler.
I'm just excited to see this go through. I think, you know, as Kendall continues to grow and change, it's good to have this plan in place for other entities coming into the county so that they can see, you know, where opportunities are for manufacturing and development. So I'm excited to see this come through. Did they determine, or have you guys discussed, is it going to be done like in columns, or is it going to be a comprehensive study? I think at one time they discussed doing like a column, meaning like your eastern side of the eastern townships, and then the central townships, and then the western townships. Have you guys discussed on how they're going to approach that?
Yeah, Mr. Ausmeyer, if you want to come forward, the community input is a little bit different this time than last. So if you want to discuss what TESC is proposing. How many total meetings for the public is that? How many total meetings was that? Was it six or I can't? It was quite a few. Any more questions for Mr. Ausmeyer or Mr. Wormley? I get a roll call, please.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
The motion carries 9-0. Special committee reports? Liaison reports? Board of Health tonight? Tonight, very good. Other business, I'd like to ask Mr. DeBolt to give us an update on the building next door and what is happening over there. If you want to turn your mic on first, I will.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now that everybody's moved over to the courthouse, there's just a few punch list items over there to be completed, and then that renovation is done. Next door to us here, the three-story building, the demolition started here a couple of weeks ago. The third floor is now complete on the demo, minus the asbestos, which they are working on. That'll be completed hopefully this week, and they'll be moving down to the second floor. The demo crew went to the second floor here last week, and now they're nearly complete with that, and they're moving to the first floor. The window demolition will start, they were gonna start yesterday, but with the sub-zero weather, they're gonna hold off, and then they'll start sometime later this week. And it'll go floor by floor following the demo contractors and the asbestos contractors. The generator outside, the backup generator we're still using for our backup systems, that'll stay in play until the new generator is installed and wired and functioning before the old generator is removed. But everything is going real well. I don't like to jinx myself, but the demo crew and that, they're ahead of schedule, and we're gonna need those days in the future to make up some materials or bad days when we take the south and north end of the building off. And the but otherwise, right now everything is going very well. The contractor is also meeting with all his subs to order equipment that is long lead items so we can maintain our completion date here this winter coming ahead. And if we can get done sooner, we'll be glad to announce that as well.
Very good. Any questions for Brian on the progress? Oh, okay. Other business? Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to take a moment today, as we are in the month of February, which is Black History Month, to go ahead and say a few words. When we think about Black History Month, or when it's mentioned in schools or other public settings, or if we ask our youth, typically we think about figures such as W.E.B. Du Bois, Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King Jr., different artists, musicians, athletes. Very rarely do we stop to think about our everyday community resident. And in our case here in Kendall County, even people who work within our county and help us to be able to be the wonderfully vibrant, progressive, forward-moving, forward-thinking county that we are developing into. We recognize not only Black History Month this month, but months of recognition are really to take a moment to be purposeful and to recognize communities within our larger community that add to the vibrant nature of our community that help contribute to our day-to-day functionings. Sorry, I'm a little nervous and I didn't prepare this, so I'm winging it. You know, we are a representative government, and if we are truly elected to represent the residents of this community, it is important to understand their backgrounds and their lived experiences so that we fully understand each and every individual's value, the value that's added to this community, and so that we can best represent them when we are here voting. Each and every one of us here was voted in to represent our specific district, in my case, District 2, but when we come to this table, when we come to this boardroom, we're here to represent the county as a whole with the votes that we take. It is impossible to do that if we do not take the time to recognize the various communities within our broader county and to really understand those lived experiences that we may or may not share. So I just wanted to take this time to recognize February as Black History Month, to thank our county employees, Latrice Caldwell, our deputy administrator, Deja Myers over at Animal Control, and so many others that, you know, work here at the county, elected officials throughout our county, Jamal Williams over on Plano City Council, Richard Urban, our mayor of Aurora, which falls into Kendall County as well, and just to take a moment to recognize them and every other community member that identifies with Black history and their ancestry, and to understand that, help them understand that we see them as valuable members of our community who contribute to the greatness of Kendall County. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Any other business? Seeing other business, I do not have a chairman's report today. At this time, we are open again for public comment. If you have any comments for the board on board business, you have 5 minutes. Seeing none, questions from the press? Executive session. Is there a motion to adjourn? Flowers and Rodriguez. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.